Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Sandra Merritt appeared before a Houston criminal court judge, and the district attorney automatically began to backpedal. We're going to be talking about the turn of events in Houston on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, everyone knows about the situation in Houston with the criminal indictment against Sandra Merritt and David DeLaden. In this particular case, instead of indicting Planned Parenthood, the district grand jury there in state court indicted these two undercover investigators. And we were in court just a few days ago with our local criminal defense attorneys that we've added to our legal team to defend Sandra Merritt. And the amazing thing was the district attorney's office began to backpedal even before our first appearance before the court and offered what's called a pretrial diversion, dropping the felony charge that the grand jury indicted to a misdemeanor, and then eventually dismissing the case without ever going to court. Now, we haven't actually responded and accepted that offer. We're moving forward with discovery, but I think it underscores the weakness of this case.
Well, that's what happens when you abuse the legal system, the criminal justice system, for political purposes. They're trying to make a political statement here, and they're in Houston in the Harris County DA's office is abusing the criminal justice system to try to make an example of Sandra Merritt and David DeLaden for other pro-lifers. It's as obvious as the nose on your face. And this underscores the weakness of the case. I mean, this case is like, Matt, it's like, you know, a woman being, you know, have a strong arm robbery, and the robber, you know, yanks the purse out of the lady's hand and runs off with it. And they investigate they catch the guy, investigate him, and they end up charging the woman for illegally handing out cash on the street. You know, I mean, that's what this case is like. And it's as obvious as can be that it is a completely political move. And this just shows how weak their case is.
Yeah. In fact, our criminal defense team that we assembled here, Dan Cogdell and Chris Downey, part of our Liberty Counsel legal defense team there in Houston, they have been doing criminal defense work for a number of years. Chris was a former district attorney. Dan Cogdell. Cogdell has been a well-known, high-profile criminal defense attorney. He actually worked for the famous Racehorse Haynes. You remember that name from high-profile criminal defense lawyers, and he has lots of experience. They both said that they had never seen the district attorney's office backpedal so quickly. In this particular case, what happened is the grand jury indicted on a felony charge, the penalty of which is 2 to 20 years in prison. And then 10 days later, we're before the judge. We went there not to turn herself into the jail and spend time in jail, but to go through the process of going before the court. We did that. And even before the courtroom began its session and during the opening where we were before the judge, the district attorney said, we're going to give you an offer. The offer is we're going to reduce the charge from a felony, penalty of which is 2 to 20 years, to a misdemeanor with pretrial diversion. In other words, you don't have to go to trial. They'll come up with some kind of criteria, maybe community service. We don't know. We didn't get into those specifics. And then all goes well. The case will be dismissed, and we're done with it. Now, that is shocking that that happens within 10 days of a felony indictment. I think that that's clear information that the district attorney wants to get rid of this particular case. In fact, we do know that the district attorney was at a Republican fundraiser over the weekend. And in that Republican fundraiser says, I want to address the elephant in the room. Well, what's the elephant in the room? This case. and she's speaking to Republicans as a Republican who is running for re-election again this fall. Addressing the elephant in the room, she indicated that she had offered this pretrial diversion. Obviously, they want to get rid of this case. We don't believe that Sandra should have been indicted at all from the very beginning. It had no foundation, and we're going to move forward to look at discovery before we make any further decisions as to the direction of this case.
Well, frankly, I think it, I mean, obviously it needs to be dismissed, but I, you know, I wish that the Texas bar would look into sanctions here, because this is such a political move and such an abuse of the legal system. But, you know, to refresh everyone's memory, of course, this is Sandra Merritt, David DeLaden, undercover, and did this amazing undercover sting investigation and caught Planned Parenthood around the country red-handed, selling babies' body parts for profit, killing the babies, selling their body parts. Some of them were even they you know, saying that they would pay extra for live specimens and so forth. I mean, that, or at least babies that were born alive and then left to die. I mean, just absolutely appalling stuff that really shocked the world and sent the pro-abort left into a frenzied propaganda campaign. So I'm wondering if they're starting to worry a little bit about the discovery phase here. I mean, you can find out a lot during discovery about Planned Parenthood, for instance.
Yeah, I think they definitely are worried about the discovery phase. Sometimes prosecutors can't control what grand juries do. On the other hand, prosecutors have a lot of influence over a grand jury by giving them information that's one-sided or withholding information that could exculpate a particular person that's under investigation. So they have a lot of authority, a lot of power. At the end of the day, though, they can't control what the grand jury will actually do. And when they indict, they have to move forward. So in this particular case, this grand jury did the unthinkable thing and indicted, shocking everyone. Liberty Counsel is now representing Sandra Merritt. Sometimes you might see her name as Susan. It's Sandra Susan Merritt. That's her full name. And Sandra was one of the two undercover investigators that did these undercover investigative films of Planned Parenthood that revealed shocking information, really the face of abortion. That's what Planned Parenthood is. And they're pushing back. They're not only pushing back here in this case, those that are obviously supportive of Planned Parenthood in Houston, but also in San Francisco, where they filed a very large RICO lawsuit in civil court. We're going to be in court defending Sandra there. That's going to be a case involving discovery, where we're going to be involving discovery against Planned Parenthood. Moving back to Houston, though, so we're both in California and we're in Texas. In Houston, Planned Parenthood opened the largest abortion clinic in the country right there in Houston and put it right in the middle of a minority neighborhood with Hispanic population on one side, African American on the other side. It's obviously a concerted effort from Planned Parenthood. Goes back to its original roots, where they opened up these abortion clinics in minority areas so that they could eliminate minority populations.
Now, I know Liberty Counsel is not representing David DeLaden in this criminal aspect of this case, but I know I read an account that he said, no, what they're looking for here isn't a plea deal. He said, what we're looking for is an apology. And that's exactly what they need. They need an apology from Harris County here for this ridiculous, weak indictment. The case should be dismissed. It should be thrown out immediately.
Well, Sandra Merritt is going to be at the Awakening 2016, March 5 in Orlando, Florida. So I encourage you to come and see her. We're going to invite her. She's going to be on a panel, and we'll introduce her to the group there. It's going to be a packed house at a Faith Assembly, March 5. I encourage you to go to lc.org. That's lc.org. And click on the Awakening icon to register. We have about 40 speakers. Sandra Merritt is going to be one of those speakers. We're going to have a whole section on Planned Parenthood and other great speakers as well. One of the speakers is Rivka Berry. Rivka Berry was raised in a Muslim home in Ohio, and Rivka then became a Christian in high school, fearing for her life that was being threatened by her father. She fled her home, came to Florida, received refuge in a home of a pastor and his wife. We represented that pastor. And then Rivka was represented by another attorney going through the system as she ultimately was returned back to Ohio. Amazing drama that happened in this particular case. And finally, she eventually turned 18. She is continuing to speak out about leaving Islam and accepting Jesus Christ. She's going to be at the Awakening 2016. You'll not want to miss it. March the 5th, go to lc.org, sign up today. Also go to lc.org and remember Liberty Counsel in your regular financial support at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.